grant a franchise to Google Fiber Oregon LLC to construct and operate a fiber network using the city streets for a period of 10 years.
Thanks very much. I want to introduce this item for council action here today. We have worked in concert with Google Fiber and through our process for licensing and permitting private companies to use the public right-of-way to get to this very important threshold for citywide broadband fiber access. We have Mary Beth Henry available, and in fact, I believe she's going to be making some remarks and responding to council concerns and direction from the hearing via Skype, if the current technology actually allows this to happen. If Google Fiber was in place, of course, this would be easier, but we'll see if the technology supports us. Given the little gremlin that we heard from earlier, who knows what we'll get here. But we think we're going to get Mary Beth, so let's see.
Good morning, or rather, buongiorno. I'm Mary Beth Henry, Office for Community Technology. As you view this video, I am in Rome, Italy, participating in this meeting via Skype. Who could have imagined in 1984, when live cable casts of council meetings began, that the council could hold a meeting and vote that would allow for staff participation in real time from half a world away? Now, imagine what this would be like if I could have the same conversation with you in high definition and surround sound, with graphics and links to critical information, and perhaps be joined simultaneously by experts from Amsterdam, Stockholm, Seoul, and Hong Kong, all places where fiber-to-the-premises systems are actively delivering gigabit speeds to residents at a fraction of the cost U.S. broadband users now pay for lower speeds. This is only one example of the future that gigabit fiber can deliver to Portland, a future that the city has worked more than 15 years to realize, a future that is now on the near horizon, thanks to diligent planning by this council that has attracted a willing and visionary investor in Google. Bringing a competitive future to Portland is why we are here today. Your vote to authorize a gigabit fiber network to be built in Portland by Google is a monumental milestone in the technology history of our city. The vote today marks a transition as notable as the launch of broadcast radio in the 1920s, the debut of television in the 1940s, and the build-out of the first citywide cable system in the 1980s. Fiber to the premises is essential technology in the 21st century, providing the capacity, capability, and broadband throughput that is critical to enabling applications in government, education, healthcare, growing jobs and businesses in our economy, and by facilitating light-speed participation in the local and global marketplace. In our hyperspeed internet age, Portland is not the only city in the U.S. unwillingly left behind the global pace of 21st century fiber broadband. Absent the national leadership seen in other countries, America continues to fall further behind. Unfortunately, private communications conglomerates have focused on market consolidation through mergers, lobbying efforts at the federal and state level, and quarterly shareholder returns, not upon the investment necessary to bring gigabit fiber technology to Portland's homes. The most recent data continues to list the USA in the rear of the pack of developed countries in terms of both cost and speed. And testimony before this council noted that Portland is ranked 200th among global cities in internet speed. Sadly, until now, the rest of the world has been passing us by. That's why there's cause to celebrate today. This council vote, the first by any city in a Pacific Coast state, authorizes the grant of a broadband franchise, potentially triggering a substantial investment by Google, and the first steps toward construction of a world-class, state-of-the-art 21st century fiber-to-the-premises network. As more than a month has elapsed since Council's first reading of the proposed Google franchise ordinance, I want to call Council's attention to two matters. First is the breadth of community support and the depth and diversity of information and testimony presented at the Council's first reading on May 7th, including the education sector, represented by Portland Community College and Portland Public Schools, the healthcare sector, including the Director of Telehealth from OHSU, the transportation and planning sectors, who noted that telecommuting and other applications recognize fiber as the roads and bridges of the 21st century, the information technology sector, including Multnomah County Library, an incredible community resource in helping bridge the digital divide, average citizens, including those who have experience with homelessness and the need for digital inclusion, the nonprofit community represented by Portland Community Media, innovative businesses and tech visionaries who are aching to grow their applications and entrepreneurial reach to create jobs and possibilities unimaginable without access to gigabit fiber. Secondly, during the past month, council members and offices have had the chance to mull over issues raised at first reading, as well as other issues brought to council members and staff as a result of pervasive and continuing community interest in the potential of a Google build here. I've done my best to respond to issues raised and have met with each office when requested to review additional issues, including subscriber privacy. Google will meet all applicable legal requirements for its services at a standard no less than applicable to any other service provider. Digital inclusion, addressing the needs of Portland citizens on the other side of the digital divide, remains a top priority of the city and Google. Staff will be making a proposal in the fall. During the interim, we will work on updating broadband adoption data and engage with community organizations to consult on outreach efforts and best practices. Before concluding, I want to spend a minute on the level playing field issue. This issue arises from questions raised by incumbents whose broadband services may be threatened by competition, suggesting that Google is somehow getting a better deal than other providers. I want to lay to rest any doubts. Google's commitments are commensurate with the commitments with other residential service providers. Specifically, Google plans to invest over $300 million in permanent state-of-the-art fiber infrastructure in Portland. No other company has made a similar commitment. Google's investment will bring construction and permanent jobs and will allow Portland and its regional partners to assume a globally competitive position as a center of technology innovation. No other company has made a similar commitment. Google's launch directly follows the council direction in the broadband strategic plan by building state-of-the-art fiber-to-the-premises technology. No other company has made a similar commitment. Google's plan to provide free broadband citywide after an installation fee with no income threshold in any areas they have constructed vastly exceeds the much more limited commitments of all the incumbents. No other company has made a similar commitment. Google's Wi-Fi deployment will create additional area hotspots for Portland citizens to connect to the internet for free. No other company has made a similar commitment. Google's plans to offer free gigabit service to at least 100 community organizations serving communities with lower internet penetration rates will provide substantial ongoing benefits to all. No other company has made a similar commitment. Portland is a city that knows we cannot sit on our hands while we wait for the future to arrive. We have to create the future ourselves. The Council's Broadband Strategic Plan defined that future vision and attracted Google's interest. This Council vote will bring world-class broadband to Portland with positive impacts on business, jobs, rates, services, digital inclusion, and bringing Portland's creative community the technology they need and deserve. At last, the city, with Google's investment, can offer a platform commensurate with the city's matchless creative spirit, leading us to centers for innovation of the type described by Amber Case at first reading. Since fiber broadband was first developed, this city has worked long and hard to ensure deployment of a world-class fiber network. Your voice, your vote, and your unwavering support build upon that vision and unanimous action by councils of the past. So I encourage the council to vote yes on the Google Broadband franchise for Portland, our region, our state, and above all, for Portland's citizens who are the riches of our city and who can now look forward to broadband choice, competition, and horizons limited only by our imagination. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thanks, Mary Beth. I'm glad you're with us in this format and hope you are enjoying your now interrupted vacation.
Yes, Mayor and Council, thank you. I am here, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Great. Questions for Mary Beth. I think you got us with that presentation, but there may be questions that echo is going to get to. Commissioner Fish, is something on your mind? So I think we may be ready for our vote unless there are questions. I'm sorry, this is second reading, correct?
Second reading.
So ready for our vote. We have representatives from Google, Darcy Nothnagel and Gil Gallardo are here. Are there any questions for them before we proceed? But I think thanks to that great presentation from our director, that we are ready. So roll call, please.
Fish.
Well, Mayor, I want to thank Mary Beth Henry for providing the history lesson today about technology and progress.
Yes, that's Skype doing that Skype? What it does.
I don't want to speak over. Is that Mary Beth?
It's you echoing. So
well, I appreciate her giving us the history lesson on technology, and I'm sorry that the chief technology officer in my home is not here to witness this moment. That's my 10-year-old son. In my lifetime, I remember growing up in upstate New York where we didn't get very good TV reception, and I remember when a pioneer came up with an idea called Channel Master that connected to your antenna and rotated the antenna so you could get better reception, which was really a big deal when you only got one or two stations in rural New York. I remember in 1986 when I started practicing law, and we got our first dot matrix printer that connected with the most rudimentary computer. And the dot matrix printer would take about a week to print a 50-page document. If it was an error, it would take another week. And at some point, someone got the idea of speeding that up, but that was a big deal. And then I actually just Googled this question, and it said that Google was born in 1996. So it's only a relatively recent phenomenon where we've even Googled and incorporated that into our lexicon. And now we're making a quantum leap in the technology through this agreement. And one area I think we will look with some concern going forward is, if we are fortunate to have Google, is how does this impact the digital divide, and does this create opportunities for more and more people? And the second is, as a creative city, how does this technology enhance our brand as part of the creative economy? The Hollywood folks that are coming up here and shooting movies and TV shows are doing them in high definition digital. And it'd be interesting with new technology like this, whether it gives us more opportunities to be a place where the filming is done, but the actual editing is done somewhere else where there's existing structures. So, Mayor, thank you for the leadership you've given to this exercise. Thanks to Mary Beth Henry and her team and all those who've testified. And today I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
I appreciate this major step forward should Google choose to exercise the franchise that's about to be granted. This will be an ambitious and very giant leap forward in fulfillment of our broadband strategic plan for the city of Portland. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mary Beth Henry. And thank you, Google. Aye.
Novick.
First of all, I think it's appropriate that Mary Beth is addressing us from Rome, because I think it was under Emperor Hadrian of Rome in 128 that a city first achieved high-speed internet service. I have to say that after Mary Beth described how momentous this decision is, I'm a little hesitant to vote because I'm not sure I'm qualified to be involved in a decision so momentous, but I'll try to overcome that. And finally, I just wanted to say that even for those who aren't part of the high-speed, creative, fancy, speedy economy, having competition and offering the internet service is an important thing for all consumers, speedy or slow. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, Mayor, I'm almost speechless at your cruelty in making your employee dial in from Rome, but I have just a couple of comments. And thank you, Mary Beth, for being present, and also to David Olson, the former Director of the Office of Cable Communications and Franchise Management, now known as the Office of Community Technology. I have found very rare that one does a plan as the strategic broadband plan that Commissioner Saltzman and I worked on in my first term, and actually see a good chunk of it come into fruition with this franchise agreement. So it's particularly satisfying that we are moving forward on this, and I thank everybody who's been engaged. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Mary Beth, thank you for being here today. Actually, I don't think there's a time I could have scheduled this that Mary Beth wouldn't want to participate, even while she's on a vacation, well-earned vacation. But thank you for all your good work on this, as well as to your staff and to our team at the city. Darcy, Gill, the rest of you at Google Fiber, thank you for working so constructively with us. We're really excited about the opportunity that this franchise creates. As I said earlier, it is such a good fit with who we are and who we will be here in this city, that we have gigabit internet available to our citizens and to our businesses and to our schools and to our nonprofits and to everyone that we've heard from so enthusiastically throughout this discussion. So I'm very happy that we are here at this day, and I'm very pleased to vote aye. And to tell our able staffer in Rome, grazie, arrivederci, and go have a limoncello or something, because it's late at night there. She shouldn't have a cappuccino right now. But thank you, Mary Beth, and thank you all.
Arrivederci.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you all.